And this is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. Folks have already started voting in the San Antonio city elections. Today was the first day of early voting. It'll continue to May 7th, and Election Day is May 11th. The mayor's office and all the city council seats are on the ballot, including District 8. The current councilman, Reed Williams, is not seeking re-election. That opens the northwestern district to a newcomer, and the district is more affluent than many other parts of San Antonio and trends to be more conservative, and that has become one of the main issues in the race. Who is the true conservative running to represent District 8? We invite you to join the conversation about this hotbed in San Antonio. Give us a call at 614-8980. You could also email your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. Our guest, we did have planned Rolando Briones to be on the program. However, we're still waiting to see if he's going to call in, so we will keep the line open for him. Rolando, if you're listening, please give us a call at 614-8980 and join the conversation. Other candidates who are in the race here, we have Mike Kieber, and we also have Ron Nuremberg. Welcome to The Source, guys.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
Thank you.
All right, so phone lines are open, so if you want to jump in and ask a question of our candidates, the number is 614-8980. We are hoping that Rolando Briones will join the conversation. We had tried to set this up, and we thought we had set it up, but evidently he's not going to join us, or maybe he'll be late to the conversation. So let's get started. So, Mike Kieber, tell us a little bit about yourself, some people who may not be familiar with you.
Thank you. I have a business card that gives an 11-word, I think, description of me. It says I'm a former farm boy, I'm a father of four boys, I'm a retired lawyer, I'm an amateur blogger, and I'm an aspiring politician.
I've read your blog. Lots of different interest on the blog. It's definitely worth reading.
Thank you. It's a current affairs blog.
Culture stuff. Interesting.
Movies and books too. Yes, yeah. That's right.
So Ron, you're no stranger to being in front of a radio microphone. Tell us more about yourself.
I'm the associate general manager of Trinity University's KRTU San Antonio. Very proud alum of Trinity. It actually was the reason why I came to San Antonio in the first place. And also a former staffer of the Annenberg Public Policy Center, where I worked for almost a decade. Currently working in neighborhoods. I'm the Neighborhood Association president of Summerfield and board member of such organizations as Northside Neighbors for Organized Development and the Brackenridge Park Conservancy.
So this is not exactly a debate. We just kind of want to have a conversation with you guys. Hopefully, Rolando Briones will join us, and we can get to some of the heart about where you want San Antonio to go, what interests you, what drives you to be in politics. So Mike, tell us, why did you decide to run for this race?
I had a career at USAA for 22 years, where I was a compliance lawyer. And I retired in 2009, and when I reached 55. I've always been interested in politics. I have an undergraduate degree in political science from the University of North Dakota. And so I have the time, I have the energy and the interest and inclination to do that. It's my time in life where I can do something that I enjoy. And I remember I just read a book a couple of months ago, talked about what sort of job people are motivated to get. And it's a job where it's challenging and you have control over your job and you do something good. And I think being in the city council kind of affords all three of those things. The only thing it's lacking is it doesn't pay you any money.
Right.
But I'm retired, so I don't need the money. And so the job itself is just fits into exactly what I want to do.
You look young to be retired. And I saw that your birthday, 1953, and I saw you walking down the hall. That can't be the guy, but you look great.
Thank you. I don't know if I've ever had anyone say that before. Normally people see me for older than my age.
Okay. All right. Well, Ron, why did you get into this race?
Well, there's 101 ways, I think, to answer that question. But for me, what crystallized over being here in San Antonio is I've been very involved in the community. And having worked at the Annenberg Public Policy Center, I was working in constituencies all across the country in over 20 different cities, working with people on local issues, teaching them about why it's important to be involved in local government as a voter, as a neighborhood leader, as, you know, a public potential public official. And, you know, all the issues were different in every single community. The way they tackled them, the issues was different. But the mission was always the same, try to get people motivated to be involved in their community. We have a city where we're lucky if we get 10% of the voters to turn out, registered voters to turn out. And I've got a 5-year-old son, and I want him to be motivated to serve and motivated to do something in the community. And I think what we need to do is to build back reasons for people to do that. You know, all the issues, again, mentioned were different when I was at the Annenberg Public Policy Center, except for one, which is nobody felt like they had a voice in government anymore. Nobody felt like they could trust their public officials, and we gave them every reason in the world not to. So we need good people to step up and serve in whatever capacity. And, you know, I look at my son, and I want him to believe that it's worthwhile, so I'm doing it.
So we mentioned this earlier that the one of the big issues in this race is who is the true conservative, who's conservative enough to represent District 8. A lot of people have kind of pointed you, Ron, you know, having worked for a college radio station and the Annenberg stuff, that you're too liberal to represent District 8. Is that true?
You know, I don't get into the conservative liberal stuff. And my intention for this race is just to be who I am. And so I put out a document.
But that matters to the voters. I mean, it's really a big thing.
And I've been in full disclosure of who I am, my values, and I put out a vision document that's been examined, a 28-page document of my values, my vision. Absolutely not. I consider myself a fiscal conservative because I don't think anybody in this country today cannot be. But when it comes down to what are your priorities, you know, there are things that distinguish ourselves in this race and where are our priorities for spending.
So, Mike Kieber, any doubt about where you are? Are you a false flag candidate?
False flag, you know, meaning running under false pretenses.
Yeah, or like trying to say that your background is one thing, but you're really something else. Are you been a longtime Republican, right?
Yes, and I'm just the opposite. The other two candidates, of course, are accusing each other of being closet Democrats. And if you dig deeper, there's a lot of evidence. Democrat is a label, but progressive is a way of thinking about things, and I think I am the only true conservative in the bunch. I think all three of us claim to be fiscal conservative, but if you dig deeper into what people are interested in, you'll see that they're not. There was an article in the Express News just a couple days ago where one of the persons wrote in afterwards and said, Kieber's fine, but he's a too much Tea Party. Well, I actually do believe in all of the principles of the Tea Party. Tea Party meaning taxed enough already. That's what it means. I don't agree with a lot of their tactics, but I'm a Tea Party person. I think we are taxed enough, and I'm driven to control spending and make government smaller.
All right. Well, we're going to continue our conversation with the candidates we have for District 8. We do have a line open. We're waiting to hear from Rolando Briones. We tried to set this up so that he would participate in this conversation. But meanwhile, we do have Mike Kieber and we have Ron Nuremberg, the two other candidates here. And we have your phone calls. We'll get to those when we come back from the break. The number is 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. In the next half hour, we're going to talk about Talk of the Nation and why NPR is taking that program off the air. But right now, the topic is the race for District 8. Early voting starts today. The candidates for the city council seat, Rolando Briones, Mike Kieber, Ron Nuremberg. We invited all the candidates to join us to talk about their race. Rolando, we have not heard from. We set it up. We have not heard from him. We're hoping still that he will call in and participate. So we're going to go ahead and go to the phones right now. Chris is on the line. Welcome to The Source, Chris.
Hi. Thank you for taking my question.
All right. Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask Mr. Nuremberg, because I'm a UTSA student, and I went to the debate at UTSA, and there's a lot of negativity that's come out since then. And I was just wondering if Mr. Nuremberg thinks he's running a negative campaign and just sort of what he thinks about all the different attacks on Mr. Briones.
All right. Chris, thank you for that call. And Ron?
Yeah, well, I think every voter needs to know who their candidate is going into an election before the race unfolds.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. And I've tried to let people know who I am. In fact, I put out a vision, a 28-page document about issues, where I stood on issues, positions, my values, how I make decisions, back in January. And that was justifiably analyzed by my opponents and attacked in mailers and certain mailers, things like that. And so my opponent's response to that has been he's running on his experience. So the same thing needs to occur. We need to examine what the facts are about the things that we're running on. And, you know, the fact is my opponent's experience and his business dealings are now being scrutinized. And I think that's absolutely what we need to do in the political process.
So you mean Briones?
Yes, yes. And, you know, I think that's what the voters need to know. They need to be informed about their candidates, and that has been unfolding in this race. And I've made sure, absolutely positive sure, that my campaign and the people in my campaign do not put out anything that isn't absolutely sourced and fact-based. We wanted to run a campaign that was above board, and we've done that. I've been proud of it.
It seems like as you, Ron Nirenberg, and Rolando Briones kind of go back and forth, that we have Mike here, Mike Kieber, who's able to actually benefit from the fact that you guys are kind of slinging the mud at each other, and he's coming out smelling like a rose.
Well, you know, I do have to disagree that it's mud, though, David, because, you know, these, again, are all facts that are out there that have been made relevant by the Briones campaign. These are on his mailers, they're on my mailers, and we have to examine what those facts are.
So, Mike, what do you think about all that?
I think that money in politics leads to two evils. Number one, you corrupt your candidacy by accepting money from special interests. And then number two, you take that money, and all of the advisors are going to tell you to use it with negative stuff. And it reminds me of Wentworth and Elizabeth Ames Jones with all of the millions of dollars they had. And they went out and just savaged themselves. And then Donna Campbell sneaks in at the end, who was above the fray. Here you have all sorts of money.
So you think you could play the role of Donna Campbell here?
I'd love to.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. Early voting has started today. Back to the phones. Pam wants to get on the conversation. Pam, welcome to The Source.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I am called because I am, and I at one point you made a comment or something about, well, the voters want to know the conservatives. I want to know the conservatives, so I don't vote for them. And I've not seen any. I don't mind fiscal conservatism, but I am very tired of the conservatives coming up, and it scares me. And so I want to know which candidate is going to be for the thinking about the people, all of the people, not just the businesses and not just the money, the 3% or whatever it is, 7%, 47%.
All right. Okay.
I want the good people in San Antonio to benefit.
All right, Pam. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for your call. And so, and Ron, you wanted to comment on that.
Yeah, I did. I did want to go back to that question at the beginning, and I appreciate the caller's question, because I think it's kind of a silly game that we play during these local elections. This is a nonpartisan election. I've been very careful to make sure that we don't bring labels into it, but when they're brought in a disingenuous way, we have to respond to them. But, you know, again, San Antonio needs to be the party here. District 8 needs to be the party. We need to make sure that we have someone who can represent with balance what is the most diverse district in this entire community. It's 43% Hispanic, 42% Anglo, 7% Asian American, 5% African American. We see the political divide on every single election, socioeconomically, top to bottom. This is the most diverse community, and we need to make sure that we represent that balance. So the labels are silly.
Well, I mean, but the labels do matter to many voters, because that's what they go on when they go in to vote. Looking at an email that we received from one of our listeners, they talk about, recently I received a mailer from the Briones campaign that listed 11 present and former elected officials. All appear to be Democrats. For example, a congressman, Joaquin Castro, is listed as people who support Rolando Briones in this special mailer. And so this email is wondering, is Briones trying to lead some people to believe that he's a Democrat and other to believe that he's a Republican, and he switches back and forth when it's at his convenience?
I can only respond to that based on what I've been told and what I've heard from neighbors when I go knock on their doors. And that actually has been a part of his campaign, to what I understand.
And let me get Mike to jump in on this, and then I want to move on to other things.
Okay. Out of all of the forums I've attended, Rolando is consistently calls himself a fiscal conservative, a social conservative. The lady who just called in, she is exactly me. I am a fiscal conservative, and I am a social libertarian. I don't want the government getting into our affairs, and I want the government to leave us alone. Ron, on the other hand, is a social progressive. And to me, that means someone who has a strong belief in bigger government and more social welfare programs. You can't be a fiscal conservative and a social progressive, I don't think.
Okay, real quick.
And my response to that is, in full disclosure, visionfordistrict8.com, 28 pages. You can find out exactly where I am on real issues instead of the labels.
All right, so let's move on to the actual issues that are confronting the city of San Antonio, so we can figure out who would be a good person to be making the decisions for the city. So do you support providing tax abatements or incentives to companies that would bring jobs to San Antonio, economic development tool?
I think that's a tool that needs to be used very judiciously. We need to remain competitive, but we need to make sure that businesses, just like taxpayers, are expected to pay their fair share.
And so, Mike?
Yes, that's the way the game is played now, but it has to be cost effective.
Now, recently it's come up before the city, SAWS wants to provide water to Comal County. Now, some people are saying that's a bad decision, and they want the city council to rescind and to keep not allow SAWS to do that because they don't want, water's becoming more and more precious. So you think that the city should take another look at whether or not SAWS should provide water to Comal County?
I'm not familiar with the SAWS and Comal County issue.
And Ron?
I think water purchase and sale at every level needs to be looked at again, given the crisis we're in currently.
Now, CPS Energy is looking at rejiggering the way that it allows people who generate solar energy from their homes, how they're going to be compensated if they put that energy on the grid. Some people want that to go back to city council to be treated as a rate increase. What would you say about that, Ron?
I've heard from many neighbors, actually, who have installed solar systems on there. They're very concerned by this because it takes away the incentive. The entire solar industry takes away the incentive for people to invest in solar. I do like rebates at the consumer level, so customers who don't want to invest in it are not forced to, taxpayers. I was glad to see that CPS now grandfathered in those old systems, though.
So do you think it should go to city council and be treated as a rate increase?
Yeah, I think it should.
Mike?
I don't want to get too far ahead on that. I analyze it on whether it's cost effective, but I don't know the specifics of what that procedure would be.
San Antonio Express News this past weekend had another expose about how the compensation is going for some of the people at CPS Energy. They seem to be doing really well for themselves, those big executives, due to incentives that are in their contracts. Do you think that that's appropriate, that they should be being so well compensated, Ron?
Well, structurally, those contracts are structured in such a way that incentives are triggered, so that's a structural issue. Whether that's commensurate or not, I could just go by the salary survey that was released last year by the Express News, which showed that Doyle Benneby's salary, the CEO's salary, was commensurate with his peers, in fact, lower than his peers. I would want to make sure that we can afford the best and brightest, but we also are making sure that salaries are commensurate with other peers.
And Mike?
I was initially troubled by the article because of the big numbers. But as I delved into it, I saw that, as Ron had just mentioned, comparative to other people in the private industry, the salaries were relatively low. And I liked the thought that they were the changes that Benby had made to make the institution more private-like as opposed to public-like.
Okay, so let's go back to the phones. Hannah's been waiting for a while. Hannah, welcome to The Source. Hannah, you there? I guess a little.
Yeah, hi, I'm here. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
So I was actually also at the debate that the candidates participated in at the UTSA campus a few weeks ago. And when I was leaving with one of my friends, he mentioned that he thought that both Ron and Rolando were the same candidate, similar to the way he saw Obama and Romney. He said both of them were politics as usual. So I was hoping that Ron and Rolando Mr. Briones is on the line by now, could respond to the claim that their politics as usual and explain what they think sets them apart.
Okay. Well, thank you for your call, Hannah. Unfortunately, Mr. Briones has not come through and joined the conversation like we had planned, but Ron is here. Go ahead.
Well, the first thing I tell people when I go to their house is that I'm not a politician. I'm here to do the very best I can, and what that means is I need to make decisions that are in the best interest of the community, regardless of what the political expedience is. It's things I do during the campaign that I think separate me from the politics of it, which is, you know, I put, again, vision document together, 28 pages of where I am on particular issues, what my values are, so leaving me open to scrutiny. I think that's what the public deserves. And also making sure that we have challenging conversations on the campaign trail, in debates, where people are getting to listen and debate about real issues, not necessarily what they want to hear. And again, filling out all the questionnaires, making sure we're on all the appearances. We're here in the studio with you, Dave. There is somebody missing here.
Right. All right. Well, Mike Kieber, tell me, do you think it's been politics as usual for this race for some folks?
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it, doesn't it? With all the money that's been raised, and I think that's what people are talking about with politics as usual, and Ron talks against it, but collects all sorts of money from special interests. That's the politics at usual.
What's a special interest?
Special interest would be people that, say, aren't in your district, and they're trying to get you elected because they have something
Ron
to gain.
Ron quickly responded, is there special interest funding
There's
you?
People who have donated my campaign out of the district. One of them is my father who lives in Austin, so I guess he's a special interest too. But there are vastly different sums of money.
Because you just don't represent your district. You're a powerful voice for the entire city, which is why we all should be paying close attention to this race. And I do want to thank both of you guys for joining us today here on The Source. We are sorry that Rolando Briones could not join us. We don't know why he didn't, but we do want to thank Ron Nuremberg for being here, Mike Kieber, two candidates for District 8. We got to wrap up this half hour. We'll be back in the next half hour talking with NPR about what's going on with Talk of the Nation. We'll be right back after the news.